Okay, this is pretty awesome. So if you are into science-backed products when it comes to your health, your gut health, but also woman-owned products, I must introduce you to Equilibria. I'm so thankful I discovered them this year. I mean, Equilibria, they help you take on your wellness journey knowing that you have a dedicated one-on-one support to help you achieve your goals. So it's not like you're just taking a pill mindlessly. You actually get one-on-one support. That's awesome. And their signature product, which is EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, it comes in a convenient 3-in-1 capsule form. And so this is specifically formulated to bolster digestive health and fortify gut barrier protection, among other benefits. And we know that a balanced gut not only enhances our immunity, but also contributes to our overall mental well-being and our quality of sleep, of course, having efficient digestion and even radiant skin. But what distinguishes Equilibria's probiotic supplement is its meticulous selection, which is tailored to women's health needs. And of course, like I said, science-backed, and they're also ensuring affordability without compromising potency. And as someone who once struggled pretty severely with gut health issues for years, I intensified my focus on gut health in, I'd say, around 2020. And I'm thrilled to have recently discovered these products this year, as of course, they're backed by research for women's well-being, they're women-owned, and they support overall microbiome health, warding off harmful bacteria and enhancing our nutrient absorption. So head to myeq.com and use code MAGIC for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com. And use code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. Hello, Jaima Yomis. It is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. And this is the most simple topic suggestion I ever received. Not that covering it is simple, but just the words that this person, Tiff from Fremont, simply wrote, two words: motivation and procrastination. I love it. It's simple. It's to the point. So let's dive into both of these. And you know, I honestly can use this advice for myself. So I was happy to also look into some of this. And I'd say that motivation, this is that ethereal, unseen force that propels us towards hitting our goals or whatever our intentions are. And it can be very elusive, but it helps us, nudges us in some way, teases us with its presence, I'd say, because it will help us possess the ability to harness this mighty force that allows us to just do it. That was silly. But anyway, first and foremost, define your purpose. You know, what is driving you towards whatever this aspiration or this destination or whatever it is that you want to do? What is driving you behind your aspirations? And identify the passions that kindle the flames within your soul. Whether it's a dream or a cause or a personal quest, you know, let that purpose be your guide along this journey. Whatever this purpose is, let that help you wake up in the morning. Let that help you get out of bed in the morning. Let that help you get to your computer to start writing. Let that help you get behind the mic. Let that help you take a picture. What is your purpose? What is it that you want to do that you see yourself doing? Remind yourself, what is your purpose? What is your mission to make it happen? And break down your ambitions into tangible milestones. The path to success is not a daunting leap, but a series of intentional steps. Intention, intention, intention. Each achievement, no matter how small it is a testament to your progress. So embrace the satisfaction of these incremental victories, for they help propel us forward and they'll help us cultivate a positive mindset that helps us believe in ourselves, which is a powerful, powerful thing, a huge thing that we need in order to stay motivated. And the mind is just a powerful ally or a formidable adversary. And choose to view challenges as opportunities for growth. Whatever it is you face, just know it's difficult, but it is going to help you in one way, shape, or form move further. And then we can shift your focus from obstacles to possibilities. And then surround yourself with inspiration. So seek out stories of those who have overcome adversity and let their triumphs fuel your motivation. Sometimes I have to listen to something motivating to get motivated. I've been liking Jay Shetty. I know he's a popular podcast, but I like his podcast. And I used to question it, and now I'm like, I really like it. And it helps me get motivated. And another one for myself is Mel Robbins. She kicks ass and takes names. And she's just so practical and honest. And I like that. So whether that is through the books or podcasts or personal connections, just draw strength from others' victories or other stories. Another thing that helps, of course, and this is something I think that we all must do, is visualize our success. Create a mental image of our achievements. And we got to picture us reaching our goals and savoring that taste, that sweet taste of victory. And so the visualization becomes a powerful motivator and aligns us with our actions and with the future that we happen to envision. And set clear and achievable goals. So ambiguity breeds hesitation, but specificity breeds determination. So define your objectives with clarity and let them serve as this roadmap along your path to help guide you. It will help you hold yourself accountable. I mean, establish a system of responsibility. So whether that's through self-discipline or external accountability partners, know that you answering to yourself and others adds a layer of commitment that will only strengthen your resolve. And then embrace this fully. I mean, motivation often wanes when the focus is solely on the destination. So we gotta find joy in the journey, like people say, joy in the process, relish in those challenges, in those ebbs and flows, and celebrate the growth along the way. We cannot forget how important this journey is, and it's a source of inspiration. And then in the face of any sort of adversity that is likely to come, we gotta summon our inner resilience and remember that setbacks are not roadblocks, but just simply detours on the path to our success. We will persevere. And so as we take this quest to help motivate ourselves in this noble quest, it will definitely require a lot of introspection, but also dedication and just a unwavering, steadfast belief in our capabilities. And so please allow this to be a call to action to get you going and allow this to resonate with your spirit and go forth with courage and with compassion, self-determination, as this is going to be an exciting exploration for yourself, and you will definitely find a lot of power within it the more you allow yourself to stay motivated. And I have to remind myself of this a lot too, but I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep going no matter what. With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, so this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. I'd love to share something important with all the women tuning in. As many of us encounter fluctuations in our hormones at some point, you know, whether it's related to cortisol or estrogen or whatever it is, the effects can manifest in various ways like sleep disruptances or changes in our appetite or bloating or discomfort. We've all been there. We all have periods of this indeed. And some of the listeners might be navigating through menopause or perimenopause or have a woman in their life that they know might be dealing with this right now. And so regardless of age or your situation, Happy Mammoth, the creator of Hormone Harmony, is committed to simplifying women's lives. They prioritize using scientifically backed ingredients that are proven to be effective for women without compromising their quality. Hormone Harmony isn't just tailored for menopause. Any woman experiencing changes in her hormonal levels can benefit from it. However, it's particularly effective for alleviating the challenging symptoms associated with menopause, such as hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and mood swings, disrupted sleep and persistent fatigue, occasional bloating and discomfort, loss of intimacy drive. Hormone Harmony addresses these issues comprehensively, and so one of its most significant advantages would be to help women feel themselves again, which is a sentiment that is echoed in the multitude of reviews, over 17,000 to be exact. And so, for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com for 15% off your entire order when you use the code MAGIC at checkout. Now with procrastination, for centuries, I'd say the human tendency to procrastinate has just persisted. And it might have even increased some. I don't know. I feel like it has. Maybe that's just because that's my case. But I mean, transcending time and weaving its threads through the fabric of behavior is definitely part of procrastination's energy. And such a timeless dilemma prompted even ancient Greek philosophers like Socrates and Aristotle to coin the term akrasia. And at its essence, akrasia is the state of acting against one's better judgment. And this is a phenomenon where one chooses a course of action contrary to what they know they should do. And so in simpler terms, akrasia embodies procrastination and a lack of self-control, which this day and age is very easy to do. And in contemporary terms, you know, procrastination is defined as the act of delaying or postponing tasks. So whether one is labeled as a procrastinator or you are experiencing the act of procrastination or akrasia, this force has the power to hinder us, to totally paralyze us from fulfilling our intended actions. Time inconsistency refers to the human brain's inclination to value immediate rewards more than future rewards. We want immediate satisfaction more than waiting for whatever is long down the road. But picture this, you have two selves. So you got your present self, you got your future self. And when you set ambitious goals, like writing a book or learning a language, you're essentially crafting a roadmap for your future self. And at this juncture, it's easy for your brain to recognize the value of actions with long-term benefits. And your future self cherishes those distant rewards. It's the present self who's in control. The present self craves instant gratification, favoring immediate rewards over long-term payoffs. And so this conflict between the present self's desire wanting to scroll through TikTok versus the future self's desire for wanting to build a six-figure business, I mean, is an internal struggle. The present self is enticed by the allure of all the dopamine hits that scrolling through TikToks every 3 seconds gives you. But it doesn't really help you get towards that one goal that you really want, does it? The clash between immediate and delayed rewards is deeply ingrained in our brain, with evolutionary roots explaining this preference for the now over the later. And this dynamic sheds light on the perplexing phenomenon where individuals go to bed determined to instigate positive changes and only to wake up succumbing to familiar routines. And so the brain's affinity for immediate gratification in the present moment often outweighs its regard for future benefits. And so it's a delicate dance between the present self and the future self, and a struggle that echoes through the ages, influencing our decisions and actions in the perpetual quest to overcome procrastination. And ways we can do that. Whew, let's put this to an end, this need to procrastinate. How about crafting our future actions in advance by transforming our environment? I mean, productivity is intimately tied to the spaces that we inhabit. And so we can take a glance at our work desk or our room, and then we can dive into tasks or do more things if we feel like, oh, this is a great space to work in. And keep in mind that environments that once fueled inspiration may lose their potency over time as well. So if that's the case, then you might need to adjust some. You might need to reorganize the furniture or add new little pictures to your walls, whatever it is. But to ward off procrastination and immerse yourself in a world where you feel like you can focus. Also, eliminate potential distractions. That's huge. Like, take away your phone or switch it to do not disturb or tuck it under your drawer and disable notifications and alerts across all your devices. That will really, really help. Every decision we make exacts an energy toll. Keep that in mind. So if your mornings begin with the question, what do I need to do today? Then brace yourself for a day inclined towards procrastination. Or if you wake up and you immediately scroll through your phone, well, you might stay in bed a little longer than you wanted to. And then approaching each day without premeditated thoughts on its course means expending more energy on figuring out what you want to do. Contemplating tasks and choices. Should I go to the gym today or should I postpone it for tomorrow? I do often like to go with the flow, but man, that does create a lot of decision fatigue, and planning ahead of time really does help that a lot. And it helps us also reduce the daily decision-making load by preemptively making choices or establishing habits around certain aspects in our lives. So this, we might encounter the need to take a break from it all and just allow ourselves to just go with the flow. That's okay. But if you're really, really, really struggling with procrastinating, definitely creating a plan, sticking with that plan, eliminate the decision fatigue, get rid of your distractions, all the distractions, and then focus on what you have been visualizing. Stick to that visualization. Do not give up, even though there will be other distractions trying to deviate you away from whatever it is your goal is. Stick with what you know you've got to get done, you've got to do. So whatever task that you find yourself putting off, if you genuinely, genuinely wish to accomplish it, make it a priority. I love this topic idea. I so appreciate you sending this in, Tiff. And if you have another topic idea or question, even if it's just a word or two, feel free to submit it to the topic box on yourownmagic.com. And with that said, I hope you have a magical rest of your day. Send my love, Gemma. Yomis, that is a wrap. I hope this episode was expanding for you in some way, shape, or form. Feel free to visit our site at yourownmagic.com or check out my shop, eyesofaspen.com. Connect with the other Your Own Magic listeners. We would love to see more conversations started on the Your Own Magic Facebook group. So with all that being said, thank you so much again for tuning in, and I hope you have a magical rest of your day.